Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 11, 1805. Bratton shoots a grizzly bear. The campsites for the next few days are lacking significant descriptions, and it is just as well, as these sites are now inundated by the water of Fort Peck Lake, upstream from Fort Peck Dam. Fort Peck Dam was constructed on the upper Missouri River between 1933 and 1940. It is the largest hydraulically filled dam and creates the fifth largest man-made reservoir in the United States. The dam measures approximately 4 miles across, with a maximum height of 250 feet. The lake, which lies within the present-day Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge, is 134 miles long, has 1,520 miles of shoreline, and a maximum depth of 220 feet. Today, Lewis writes a thriller about Bratton's encounter with a grizzly.
Set out this morning at an early hour. The current strong, and the river very crooked. The banks are falling in very fast. I sometimes wonder that some of our canoes or pirogues are not swallowed up by the means of these immense masses of earth, which are eternally precipitating themselves into the river. We have had many hairbreadth escapes from them, but Providence seems so to have ordered it that we have as yet sustained no loss in consequence of them. Saw today some high hills on the starboard, whose summits were covered with pine. Captain Clark went on shore and visited them. He brought with him on his return some of the boughs of this pine. It is of the pitch kind, but I think the leaves are somewhat longer than ours in Virginia. About 5 p.m., my attention was struck by one of the party running at a distance towards us and making signs and hollering as if in distress. I ordered the pirogues to put to and waited until he arrived. I found that it was Bratton, the man with the sore hand, whom I had permitted to walk on shore. He arrived so much out of breath that it was several minutes before he could tell us what had happened. At length he informed me that in the woody bottom of the larboard side, about 1.5 miles below us, he had shot a brown bear, which immediately turned on him and pursued him a considerable distance, but he had wounded it so badly that it could not overtake him. I immediately turned out with 7 of the party in quest of this monster. We at length found his trail and pursued him about 1 mile by the blood through very thick brush of rose bushes and the large leafed willow. We finally found him concealed in some very thick brush and shot him through the skull with 2 balls. We proceeded to dress him as soon as possible. We found him in good order. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 11, 1805.
The high hills with pine are now the Pines Recreation Area in Valley County, Montana, at the edge of Fort Peck Lake. The needles of this pine, Pinus ponderosa, or the ponderosa pine, are indeed longer than the pitch pine familiar to Lewis in Virginia. Tomorrow, chokecherry.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.